It's the After the Show podcast, precious.
We don't care. We're about to swear on the air. It's the After the Show, so tune in if you dare. KVJ, get your skay every single day. It's uncensored. We can say what we want to say.
All right, now you can swear, Jay Bird. You're good. He tried to drop an S-bomb at the end of the regular show. I had to remind him.
You think you're Kevin? You can just say shit on the radio? Yep.
I didn't say me. I didn't say I was close,
no, you went,
though. I was close. Yeah. Well, we're in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm not used to this shit.
There you go.
There you go. Here
get
we go.
Get it out.
I needed it.
You can't keep it bottled in.
If you missed it or just tuning into the After the Show podcast here, some great still shots from right at the end. Jay Bird doing some shots at tequila. You can see his sombrero gets a little bit knocked sideways there. And then his earbud gets stuck in his ear. And then you can see here Denny's doing the surgery on Jay Bird, trying to get the earbud out with a pair of tweezers. And then the victorious Jay Bird at the end when it is freed. So there's a lot of excitement there.
That is a lot.
Whoever did that deserves... a pay grade.
For all those. A pay grade.
Or upgrade. Or just, they deserve some thoughts.
I grade you a B plus on your pay. What?
You should grade me an F on my talking.
So thank you very much for all the hard work that everybody is doing here. Sending these in. Lots of fun things. Some photos as well. Just, some random enjoyable things.
Yeah, like what?
Christina sent this in. Found this shirt at Walmart. It says, "In pizza we trust."
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I bet. Figured you would.
Is that Walmart or Target? I know those hangers.
I don't know.
That
she
looks
said
like Target.
Here,
that's Target.
Walmart. I don't know. She could
hold
be lying.
On. My mama don't know.
Yeah, I do. I know by the hangers.
Okay. Her email said Walmart. Might be Target.
I think it's Walmart.
I think it's Target.
Yeah, Virginia's wrong. Well, she said it's from Walmart. You don't know about every fucking hanger.
I know all about the clearance clothing rack in Target because it's a great place to get cheap workout pants.
Okay.
I'm always up in it. I know them hangers.
Walmart used to have the best t-shirt game in the business, and they kind of went soft. I think Target owns it. I'm talking... cheap t-shirts that are under 10 bucks that are kind of...
They have great dude t-shirts.
Yes, they do.
They do. I used to buy Panda little t-shirts from there all the time. They're cheap. They have funny things on them. I'm a fan.
I love it. What do you keep... Virginia has such abrasive movements.
Well, there's a lot of commotion in the hall today. We haven't seen people in a while, so it's weird to me to see people in the halls, and it's kind of like...
Throwing you off.
Throwing me off, and I'm wondering, who is that person?
You need a drink.
Do I?
Yeah, it just gets to...
All right, I'll join you for one shot.
Oh,
He's been trying to get me to drink since like 8:30.
Do you want one, Kev, just to kind of... Just for the smell of it?
No, fuck how many it. Glasses do we have?
We got three.
No, we have more. We have like six.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try, try a little bit.
Denny's!
A little bit.
Denny's, Kevin needs a shot glass.
Give me a half, because I do bolt out of here pretty quick. I don't, no, half.
It's filled to the brim.
Yeah.
Here, you want mine? I haven't drank it yet. I haven't even touched the glass. As far as on my lips.
Okay.
You don't have to, Kevin, you don't have to drink.
Yeah.
Now I feel like a pusher.
No, it's all good. And I just want to make sure I don't go blowing out of here and drive through the bushes.
No. I just don't want this party to be sleazy.
What's going on with that guy?
Oh,
he's clearly hammered.
Denny's just taking us home.
Then you go home and your wife's like, you smell like tequila.
I don't need all that.
Somebody who's not even Mexican's already firing it up for Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, that's what gringos do.
Denny's taking us home, y'all.
Oh.
I'm paying him a little something.
Denny's driving to Tequesta.
I'll pay him something extra.
No.
I will.
Oh my gosh, you imagine that?
I would never.
If he's getting paid.
That is a long day, huh?
It's a long day for sweet Mijo.
Yeah, they say, talking about workers coming back, there are a lot of other places. We may not have it as bad because I think our sales department is going to start doing more remote working. I think that they're going to do it at the other departments, so we'll see less people here. But, yeah, eventually people are going to start popping up in the hallways kind of like they are today, and they're asking workers what they'd like to see changed once they're going back to the office. And the top responses were allowing more frequent working from home, better cleansing, fewer in-person meetings, staggered work schedules that I talked about yesterday, and requiring employees to wear masks while they're at the office.
I love all of the things that you just said. I'm in massive favor of each and every one of them.
And discouraging handshakes. They say almost three-quarters of people are going to stop shaking hands so much.
I love it.
Huh. Interesting.
Not in vote.
It's a weird concept. You're touching somebody's hand that you don't even know.
Yeah.
You don't know where the hell they've been. Corona aside, it was weird before this.
Yeah.
I like a handshake. I like it. I think it's good.
I think it'll probably see a layoff period. I think it'll come back. But if we don't have any other pandemics.
Jesse Cuervo pours a mean shot.
Of course he does. He's Jesse.
Uncle Jesse, damn it.
Yeah.
Are we doing this in synchronicity?
We can. Sure.
Do you want to give us a little speech?
Drink,
speech,
bitch.
Speech, speech. Oh, God, I miss lime.
Oh, fuck.
That would be better with lime, yeah.
Oh, fuck. God. I got some warm Pepsi.
No, thanks. I don't think I've ever done tequila without something on the back end. No, I don't want that.
I have one sip left of my Pepsi.
I don't want your backwash, final sip of your Pepsi.
Do I look like a guy that would backwash? Oh, I lead the league in backwash.
I was going to say backwash Pennington over here.
Oh, yeah.
More than a six-month-old.
My brothers, I don't have two. I have one. My brother and sister's like, I'm not drinking your Kool-Aid. You backwash, bitch.
Yeah, the working from home thing is taking off. They say that 54% said it had a positive effect on their productivity. I was telling you about that yesterday, talking about staggered work schedules where offices may actually like stay open like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You'd have less people there. You'd be working 4 days there, one day at home. And they said people were loving it because they'd have less commuting time, better gas, more time with family, fewer distractions from coworkers. That's a big one.
Probably good for a sexy relationship where you guys probably are connecting more, having more sex. No?
Hmm?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. It threw me, too. I'm like, I don't know where this is going.
Are you okay, Jesse?
That didn't make any sense.
Talking about the workplace.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying...
Who are you fucking if you're at work?
I don't know.
I'm embarrassed. I gotta back out.
Drink!
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's yeah.
Every verbal blunder, you gotta drink.
Every time you take it way off the road, yeah, you gotta... Yeah.
Way off the road.
Yeah.
Drink.
Shit.
If we kill a whole bottle of tequila and it ain't even noon, that's a bold move, guys.
You know what we call that? We call that fucking family.
That is Cinco de Mayo.
Family of alcoholics.
Did you put that same earbud back in your ear that almost took you out?
I did.
Damn, that's a ballsy ass move.
I never said I did.
Did you just touch that stove? You just burnt your hand on?
I did.
He's clapping a
mic. I gotta tell you this though. I've had such a great fun with y'all today.
Oh, it was good times. That's all that matters. All you have to do is have a good time.
That's
what it's all about. Got another fun one here from Lindsay. Said we're out riding bikes around our neighborhood this evening, and out of nowhere, boom, we see Bigfoot here in Port St. Lucie.
Oh, I love
it. It's a silhouette of Bigfoot. You get a kick out of this like we did.
That's so cool.
That's probably about $390 if I was correct.
Okay. Are we going to do Bigfoot Prices Right tomorrow?
I don't think anyone wants to hear that.
We'll throw goofy shit at Jay Bray. He'll probably nail it.
I might.
That will... Yeah, if you're talking about celebrity Mexicanos, no. You're talking about Bigfoot Prices Right. He's going to get every single one right.
He does have a lot of those items that they sell, right, like in the magazines.
Yeah,
I can have a Sweet Denny's come up with a little quiz or a test if you want. See how I do. Or I could go fuck off.
Why don't you do the latter?
Again?
Oh, man. Oof. How you doing over there?
How you doing?
I'm good. That bitch burned.
It burns a lot.
Did it burn you, Kevin?
Yeah, it stays with you a little bit.
It is not like Casamigos. I'm sorry. Patron is not as smooth.
Wouldn't today be a cozy day for us to go get a little bus and then go to a beach bar? Wouldn't that be fun?
Which one's open? We're going to Martin County?
Yeah, you got to go to Martin. You got to go to Treasure Coast.
We've been trying to go to the Treasure Coast. We haven't done it. I don't know, Pizzle.
Yeah, today's the day, huh?
You guys want a little bit of this?
Yeah.
You want a taste?
Just take a bus up there today?
That would be so fun.
It would. You'd have to drop me off on the way home at the divorce attorney's, but...
And we can find you one in Pizzle.
That'd be the day. We drive to the beach bar, and then today we got to drop Kev off. See you guys.
Are you trying to tell me we're never going to have a day where we can just go to the Pizzle?
Not unless I just say, fuck it. Family marriage, it's all gone.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
He's not there yet.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Still trying to make this thing work.
You never know,
every
though.
Day I'm dialing it in.
A lot of dads snap.
Yeah, they do.
Right. It happened to my dad.
You know what? Yeah. I know this is going to get me divorced. Let's do it.
Do you think your dad really snapped?
I think he was like, okay, this is not where I want to be. And then he made some choices that made it snap.
Well, there's interesting, you know, now that I'm a little bit older and you see friends, you have the friends that just make that horrific marriage mistake in their 20s that they're like, well, what was I thinking? And then, So you'll see that bump of
she
marriage.
She was hot. I was horny. We had zero in common.
We were doing a lot of blow and it seemed like a great idea.
She was nice in the beginning.
Yeah. And then they are right at about 30 and they're like, whoa, wait a minute. And then they stop. And then you see the other people that have been married and they hit that midlife thing where they're just like, is this where I want to be for the rest of my life? And if you probably looked at divorce ages, I would imagine you'd probably see little spikes in those two time frames. Because those seem to be, of at least the people that I know, the two little hurdles, the 20 mistake and then the midlife.
A motherfucker, boy or girl, gets real weird in their 40s.
You ain't lying.
They get weird.
You get reflective. And then you start going like, gosh, man, I have lived more of my days than not.
And I feel like, and I'm just going on people that I know that are in their 50s and in their 60s, when they get to that point, they go, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm going to have a good time and relax a little bit.
And anybody who tells me not to do anything is cut out of the picture.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. I don't know how much more time I got.
Motherfucker's getting cut.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I don't care if you got a ring on. I don't care if we got wedding pictures on the wall. If you're in the way of the fun, you're cut.
I feel like there's some people go, you know what? This isn't fun, man. I'm not having fun. I'm 58 or I'm 52. Fuck this shit.
It's not an unreasonable concept. If you are stuck in a horrible rut with a person that's mean to you, yeah, I mean, I get it.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, they're
life
like, they weigh it all out.
Let's do it.
I'm not even saying even, I mean, I agree with relationships, but even with your job, probably, some people are like, fuck this. I don't want to do it anymore. And then they go, holy shit, what have I done? I just quit. I need that income.
Yeah, that might happen, yeah. Let me see. We got an email here from Michelle in the Pizzle. She said, I got a few questions and comments. First up, Virginia, Kevin was talking about a shirt that he was wearing with a flag on it and how it offended someone. If you missed that, it was they call it the Gadsden flag, and it is the one that says, don't tread on me, and it's got the snake that's coiled up.
I always thought it was like an official Marine Corps flag.
I did too, yeah, and I think to some extent it is, and like I said, my aunt, she retired as a lieutenant colonel. In fact, we still call her colonel in the Marines.
Must be a tough woman.
Yeah. She is, yeah.
Don't you dare spill your drink.
Don't tread on her.
Yeah, she's mid, I think, creeping into late 80s, and she's still spry.
She could kick my ass, couldn't she? Honestly.
Probably, yeah. She's still, the colonel. She's pretty good. So, yeah, so my family's big military. And so, you know, I got that. When she came down to visit last June, I wore it. And she's like, I really like your shirt. I knew she would because, you know.
Made her proud.
Yeah, she's Marines. And it was something that started in the Revolutionary War that a U.S. ship had flown it up. And it was kind of a statement to, you know, Great Britain, don't tread on us, you know, kind of like thing. And that's kind of how it all started.
As your great aunt, that's got to make her proud to see you, younger generation, didn't even serve.
Respect, yes.
Wearing it to show her respect.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was, because she looks at me and she's like, he's a total pussy. And
he's
so
a beady-eyed pussy.
Yeah, and so for me to have, you know, that
he's
shirt on.
He's losing his hair.
Yes.
He's a BEP.
it kind of washes away some of her shame. And so, you know, whenever I can do that, I try to do that. And then I had seen, yeah, somebody had it, and maybe it was a tattoo or something like that, and they were really getting blasted, and people were letting them have it. And I was like, well, let me look into this and find out what this is all about, because I knew just that basic of it. But yeah, it's kind of like one of those things. Unfortunately, a lot of these stupid-ass hate groups and these idiots, the kind of guy that wears a Klan mask into whatever and says, oh, I got my face covering on. I just, you know, for me being a white guy and having a majority of my family in the South, I hate to see all this kind of stuff. I really does bother me, and it makes me incensed. I think for people to get upset seeing, I feel like my blood boils twice as hard because I don't like it, because I know my family, I know what we were about and where we're from, and they don't stand for any of this kind of stuff. And I feel like it gives people from my area, my region, and of my pale
per capita, like a cat.
We just drank tequila.
Complexion. Let me just go with that. That's a better one. Yeah, that was a tequila speed bump. Ka-choink, choink,
ba-da-da-da. I was there for every yeah, word. Though,
it's like
baby.
Driving down the highway with chains on your tires.
I think we bottomed out, guys.
Yeah.
And you're white?
I know, very. So I hate to see something like that. So these hate groups, they will take things that, like I said, when I was a kid, I had the stars and bars, you know, the battle flag of the Confederacy. Because when I was a kid growing up, you know, I would come down to the family reunion in the South, and all my family are from Georgia and South Carolina. And, you know, I'd hear about my family that, you know, fought in the Civil War and things like that. And, you know, my family predominantly was poor farmers and preachers. And that was the two things that they had done. But, you know, they went and fought in the war and things like that. And so I was like, oh, that's family pride is what that was all about. And then you got these hate groups that came out and started taking things like that. And, yeah, where I am now, I grew up watching a show called The Dukes of Hazzard, and they had a car that had that flag on top of
it. And we did not associate that with racism at all.
No, not at all. And so to me, it really angers me. It makes me sad that, you know, those have become symbols of hatred now. And, you know, I feel like they've been hijacked. And so that was another one that had been hijacked. But I like to know the information behind it and what's going on. But yeah, these freaking hate groups are ruining all these things that I don't believe is supposed to stand for what they are trying to make them stand for.
I don't think you should let the hate groups win and take things that are not hateful and make them hateful. And I also think I shouldn't talk about social issues when I'm drunk.
Very poignant, Jesse.
Boom.
Anyway, Michelle was saying, your response, Virginia, was, I just wouldn't wear the shirt. It's not worth the drama. What if someone told you that they were offended by your Mardi Gras outfits? Would you feel differently? Would you not wear them anymore or change your outfit outside of Mardi Gras time, hypothetically?
I don't wear Mardi Gras outfits outside of Mardi Gras.
So are you trying to basically say to that emailer in your motherfucking face?
I think she's saying that if somebody said Mardi Gras beads, now let's say hate groups start wearing Mardi Gras beads.
I would be very sad.
And that becomes a symbol of hatred as Mardi Gras beads somehow. And then if you wear those now, you're deemed a racist and you want to go to Mardi Gras and you're like going, okay, well, I guess I can't wear them because hate groups are wearing, you know, Mardi Gras beads now.
You just can't let people hijack everything. And, you know, you see what I'm saying?
I totally see what you're saying, but you also can't fight reality. They took your Confederate flag and now battle flag of the Confederacy.
Mm-hmm.
And now it means racism. And so if you wear that out and about, it's going to start drama. I wouldn't wear that, and I wouldn't wear anything that started a fight in public with strangers, because I don't want that.
Okay, all of a sudden you wear a Nickelback shirt. Motherfuckers are real mad. They get angry. They want to fight you. Do you wear Nickelback? Terrible example. I agree, Bird.
Drink!
Drink! Nickelback.
I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah, so, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with this, because every time I turn around, it does feel like they're grabbing something else. And it's like, no, you're not allowed, like, stop it. Just don't. That's not what that's all about. And, you know, you're taking things that people have died for and, you know, used to cherish for what was, you know, good ethics, and you're making it bad. And, you know, people don't like that.
Well, that just says...
I don't like that.
That just says...
No, I don't think anybody would like it if they took your stuff. And yes, if they took Mardi Gras beads and made them racist, mm-hmm. I would reconsider wearing them out and starting drama.
Yeah, and this is a really good point, too. And, you know, this is something, you know, the reason some of those flags are offensive is because assholes take it to terrorize minorities. Why don't these people that represent or like these flags go after the KKK and other groups? Tell them not to use those flags. And, yeah, I really think that that's a very good point where I think, you know, people like myself need to be more vocal. And that was the one where I saw with the Gadsden flag. I was like, well, that's not what I would take that to mean at all. And it's just something where, yeah, people like me should be more vocal to be like, no, fuck off, man. You don't get that. I mean, that was like my aunt who served in the Marines that have died, who believe in equality and were fighting to have a better country and freedom for all. You know, that's what they were fighting for. You can't then take that and then try to use that as a point to divide the country and be a jerk to minorities.
USA.
Yeah, what? Right.
USA. Come yeah. on.
USA.
Right.
Yeah. That's all we needed. It was a chant to get his fire back in the belly.
You can yeah. just chant anything.
Yeah.
Pinworms. Pinworms. Yeah, fucking pinworms.
Yeah.
I just love chanting.
So that is a great point. Absolutely. I will be, you know, not, I don't know what little radio guy me can do, but yeah, I mean, it takes everybody, you know, stepping up and saying, not going to do it.
Now, little radio guy, I'd give you medium.
Am I going to go, like, charge those guys when they're on the state lawn with guns and be like, give me that flag? Yeah, probably not.
No, I would not
that's
recommend.
That's not going to end well?
No. It's just, it's senseless drama.
Yeah.
I like seeing this. Seen a couple people saying this now. Kevin for president. Yeah, you're not going to be the president, but Kevin for the mayor.
I couldn't even get president of my
Palm.
HOA.
No. You could run this
you
town.
You couldn't get president of KVJ fan club.
I couldn't.
Not
no,
true.
You're right.
I swear to you, I would bet everything. Kevin could become the mayor of West Palm Beach. If
think so.
You, yes, if you
think
wanted
so.
It. If you wanted
okay.
it. Do you all want right. it? Do you want it?
Maybe one day. Not
fuck,
today.
I knew it.
Yeah. He can't prep to do. He don't want it.
I'm busy. I got to do a couple shows here, but.
But I'm just saying, in your future, you could see yourself being the mayor of West Palm
Beach. I could.
I know.
I could one day.
I know.
One day. Not today. Not tomorrow.
Do you hear
not
this,
next
Virginia?
Week. Not next year.
This is fucking awesome.
One day. Maybe.
He's always maybe. Known he's had it. It's just a matter of.
The hair. The hair
okay.
the hair during the corona proved to him.
The hair is everything.
Well, it just showed him, yeah, I am a politician. I can do this. I can make a change.
What? I can make a what?
He ran out of breath.
You know, I feel like you need to make a change.
He made too many points. He should have stopped at 2 points. He pushed it to 3.
He did.
It's so fucking hot in here.
Yeah.
It's really hot in here.
Drink!
I gotta pour another drink. If I'm pouring a drink, I'm going against... I wasn't trying to drink this much.
You know why I pushed back the drink? They're like going, I don't know why Kevin brought me, had me bring this tequila in here. We're going to do it for a bit. I'm like going, my better sense was like, maybe I should push that to the end of the show. When I had a bit at 9 to start down, I'm going, yeah, maybe we should do that bit at 10:20.
Baby, I would have paced myself. If we started at 7 a.m.,
would you have paced yourself, Virginia?
I hope not.
Okay.
Because then
that's
I don't
not
know
what we
him.
Do.
That's not my Jesse Cuervo.
Don't let any motherfucker tell you how to run this show. You know what you're doing, damn it. Don't fuck these people.
Okay.
And when I say fuck these people, I'm talking about your co-hosts.
Yes.
Me and Jason.
Michelle also want to know, does Rocco memorize the off-lease only commercials? He's really good at it.
No. So we feed him lines and he
okay.
says them. Feed him lines, says them. Feed him lines. We use the iMovie editing app on the iPhone. And I got to tell you, if I can figure it out, it must be very user friendly because I am not an editor and I make all those videos on my phone.
Yeah, you know, when I saw Rocco, and this is about a year ago, maybe 10
not
months.
Not all of them. Panda makes some of them. I'm sorry, not all of them.
I think, and I'm not trying to kiss your ass. I don't like kissing ass about kids because a lot of them are annoying. But Rocco literally can look at something and just kind of mull it over and memorize it pretty quickly. I was very impressed with that. Clearly he does not get that from you.
No. I think he gets that from Panda. I think Panda, well, all of us, I could, Panda could, and Rocco could read before kindergarten. I think it's just a, I have verbal children.
You hear that? Hear the bragging?
Yeah.
The fucking brat, the boasting.
We're not good at math.
They got their things.
You can wear, you can read War and Peace at age two.
Also, a couple questions here. Kev, can you tell us how you met the Mexican Queen and the love story? Yeah, we were at lunch with friends over in Virginia.
Sailfish Marina.
Yeah, she showed up looking exquisitely beautiful, and we hung out the rest of the day and had
she
an
was
amazing
friends
time.
With our friends. Yeah. So we came with some people, and we all sat at a big table and started drinking.
Yeah. Do you remember what the first thing you said to her?
No, I remember as she's coming around the table, I kind of like stood up. I'm like, oh, I hope this one sits by me. And she did.
Oh.
And then I remember we shared a Niçoise salad. I remember that at Sailfish Marina.
So you were always eating like a little bitch.
Yeah. I was a lot skinnier then than I am now.
You were a
yeah.
fucking greyhound.
Yeah. I was a lot skinnier than I am now. And so, yeah, and then we hung out and we just had a good time. We still do. I always love being with her. She's funny and entertaining and. Yeah, when you're with her and she's in a good mood and hanging out, there's nobody better. And that's the way it's been for 20 years.
That first night, did you all hook up at all the first time you guys hung out?
No. Nothing. No. It wasn't. I mean, it started to get a little bit handsy, but nothing that was, it took a little while.
Just flirty, a little banter.
Yeah, it was.
A little pat.
Yeah.
A little pet?
Yeah, she patted my ass.
Did she?
No, I don't know.
Well, I mean, that fucking pumpkin booty.
Yes.
Who ain't gonna pet that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Stop sexually harassing Kevin.
It's getting a little dirtier on here, isn't it?
Yeah. Who wouldn't want to get in that ass?
It's usually the boss that harasses the employee.
It's the other way around.
The employee.
My employees are making me feel uncomfortable.
And the boss is taking it like a bitch.
You're right. Weird workplace we have here.
It is.
Interesting dynamics.
Yeah. For so many reasons.
Uh-oh. And they said, Amber, can you tell me when is the last time you were really in love? Give us a date and year.
Fuck.
Oh, wow.
Let's get into it.
Boy. It's the wrong day to do this question. It's the wrong day.
Are you trying to put two earbuds in one ear?
That's what she said. I don't know, man. Do we really want this?
I don't know. I just get the emails and just read them.
Do you really want...
Just say a name and a time frame.
So what's the question? Last time Bird's been...
Yeah, it was a date and a year that you were really in love.
Okay.
A name and a year.
No. Date and a year. He didn't say name.
No. He said name.
Yeah.
Did he say name?
No, I just said date and a year, you're really in love.
I thought it was a name.
We'll go... 2012.
Damn.
October.
Okay. 2012 October. All right.
Last time. And I don't even know if it was even real. I think it might have been a fucking mirage. Could have been a mirage.
Okay.
Thirsty. Wanting something to drink. And
did it end and then start up again and then end and then start up again? And was it a little active at New Year's Eve?
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
We plied him with a bunch of tequila and then saved all the emotional questions.
She knows me too good. I hate this shit.
Yep. Uh-huh. This could be fun for virtual happy hour from Miss Patrone.
Oh, drink!
Yeah. Miss Patrone 23 in the YouTube chat room here.
Oh, that's her name? Okay, yeah. We got to show some respect.
Love tuning into the ATS. Love tuning into the virtual happy hours even more on Fridays at 5 p.m. My suggestion for the next virtual happy hour would be for you guys to play the game here. It is fun, and it's a good little drinking game. It's made this quarantine bearable. It is buzzed. It's a drinking game that gets you and your friends wasted. Okay, so it's like
right now.
My friend's already wasted. Now what?
Whatever, friend. Yeah. I don't know. You're doing that drunk lipstick move right now.
It says, any player with a cracked phone screen must drink.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it's what if both sides are cracked?
What do yours look like?
Well, I mean, there's six sides on a phone, and all six are, oh.
My. Six? Wait, what was
he's
that?
Taking a selfie by accident.
Oh, shit, look.
He accidentally took a selfie. Look how happy you look.
Yeah. That's a guy having a good time.
I'm having a great time.
That's a guy having a good time.
That guy is enjoying Cinco de Mayo.
Do you guys want to come over after, I don't know, just do a fucking weird thing, a weird podcast? Fuck no? All right.
Probably not. I'm sorry. I can't. I got them kids, man. They're...
I'll just, you know what? I might just turn it on and go by myself.
You want to come with me?
No. No.
So it's these cards you would draw, and then you drink. Like, drink if you only speak English. Bonjour, bitch, is what it says there.
I think it's a fun game. I'm a part of it that I want
to
be.
Yeah, I'll have to grab that and get that one. If you're wearing a hat, you must tip it while you sip it.
I feel like these questions are catered to me.
Wow. Challenge another player to a thumb war. The loser drinks.
Okay. All right, mama. Do that.
You're challenging
shit.
Me to a thumb
one,
war?
One, two, three, four. I challenge you. Okay, yeah.
we worked it out.
No, one, two, three, four. I declare a thumb war. Everybody likes that shit. All right, here we go.
I'm playing with hamburger hands. I'll lose for sure.
No, he'll snap your thumb right off.
Never mind. You win. I'll drink.
No, I got short T's and short D's. Short thumbs, short dicks.
you have more than one?
How many dicks you got? Octopus dick?
He has two tiny little dicks.
So if you have two short
but
dicks.
But if you add them up, they're one impressive one.
That ain't fair.
You sure it's not an udder?
If you had two small dicks, does it make one cool dick?
No.
Right. He can give you the shocker.
All right, get a camera, mama. Get a camera.
Oh, man.
Stay 6 feet away from me with your two dicks.
6 feet. 6 millimeters.
Oh.
All right, it's a joke. You're having fun. All right, get in the fucking camera.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, okay. Gosh.
Am I in?
You're in, mama. All right.
All right.
One, here we go. Two, Vicious V and four. Double D.
I declare a thumb war.
Okay, the thumb war is on. Shit, Virginia's got on him, and Virginia's got I mean, that was easiest.
He seized up.
He did.
Did you have a seizure?
It's like he ran into the ring and just laid on his belly.
I think I got that arthritis.
Well, I found his weak spot, coach.
I think I got the arthritis, dog. I think I'm getting my grandma's knuckles.
I mean, that was like beating a baby.
I've never been a good thumb wrestler.
I did not expect that.
That's one of the easiest matches I've ever seen.
I've never, ever won that game.
You have a long... you have fucking...
I do. I have witch
they're
fingers.
They're like talons.
They're long and skinny like a witch.
You got the... frog
what?
Frog legs.
What?
Frog.
You got frog legs?
You got frog fingers. You got great legs, though. You know, that's kind of creepy. I'm not trying to compliment you in a sexual way.
You have great legs, though.
Yeah. Find a bunch of frog fingers on my two dicks.
You want to see my...
I gotta go.
I think I should go.
Oh, man. Okay, let's see here. Got this from Kevin. Sent an email. He said, fact checking the Wolf of Wall Street. He said it might be another person from the movie because that Jordan Belfort is dead.
No, he's not.
No, that's what he's saying.
He's not dead.
Okay.
I'm double down on that without any kind of Googling.
Okay.
Jordan Belfort?
He's not dead. If he is dead, Virginia, get them hands ready. Speed bag the Nards time.
Okay. Yeah, it says, no, he's 57 years old, and there's nothing about him being dead.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that means. Yeah. Might be another person from the movie, Jordan Belfort is dead. Yeah. Ew, that's bad info, Kevin.
Bad info.
Bad info. All right. Yeah, we brought that up because I'd heard that that dude lives in my daughter's apartment complex in Boca. So,
Well, we don't have that confirmed yet.
That was just what was told to me, and then somebody's like, "Oh, by the way, that's him." And then he went walking by, and he doesn't have hair. So the photos I'm seeing, that dude has hair. So I don't know that it's.
Well, he could have shaved it.
Yeah, he could have, and it might have been. Maybe it wasn't the Jordan Belfort guy. Maybe it's another guy who's in Wolf of Wall Street. It's only impressive if it's that Jordan Belfort guy, right?
I agree.
Who else would?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's Jordan from Pompano, no, it's definitely not that impressive.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a picture of him that says it's from 2020 and he's got hair.
He's not dead, guys. I'm telling you. I'm drunk. But there's a couple things I do know. I know about that. I know about you and I sell it.
Yeah, when I look at that, I'm like, yeah, I don't think that was the guy that I saw. So
I'm not surprised. Some boca dudes running around spreading lies about his wealth.
Right. I was wondering, too. I'm like, why is he living in this?
There's so many dudes in South Florida that lie to chicks about what they got and who they are.
Yeah.
And then these girls start dating them, and they're like, oh, my gosh, this guy is full of it. But it takes her a couple months to figure it out.
Well, it's kind of interesting because, yeah, I mean, my daughter's of the age. She's 22 now, and so she goes out.
She's primed to be lied to.
Well, and
I was lied to so much when I was 22.
Yeah, and there was some dude that was like, that was kind of like sniffing around her friend group. The guy was like 40. And just
fuck that guy.
Yeah, and I'm like,
but what if all of a sudden there's a get together at your house? All these 22-year-olds are there, and then this 40-year-old comes. Yeah, what's up, Kevin? Love the show. Your daughter's great.
Yeah, we got a sack of nickels for him.
Your daughter is great.
I'll let the queen handle that. I won't need to even step in. Yeah, yeah. I'll just grab a drink, sit in the corner, and watch.
I want to come over and watch that.
Yeah, that'd be entertaining. Yeah, be a good time. Let me see here. Got an email about some Netflix shows. The Pharmacist, only 4 episodes, worth the watch. In a nutshell, it's about the first pharmacist who blew the whistle on the opioid crisis.
Yeah, I saw the preview for that. I almost got into it. So his town was like falling apart with the opioid crisis. And
okay.
I guess even as a pharmacist, you know, a guy that stands to make money off of people buying opioids, he was like, no, we can't do this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That looks a little fascinating.
Yeah, I'll have to check into that.
It's on Netflix.
Okay. I'll look into that. And yeah, Netflix too. I heard that they're going to be doing a sequel to Extraction that I just watched over the weekend. It is, you know, kind of an action movie. It's got Chris Hemsworth in it. And I didn't realize the guy who I guess was a writer, Joe Russo's his name. He worked with Chris Hemsworth on Avengers Endgame, and he was the producer for this.
I think he's got a sub shop, too, on Palm Beach Lakes.
He was also my high school baseball coach, Joe Russo from Palm Beach.
You're right, he was, yeah.
Can you get him more Everybody's Got This Name?
And I think he's also the mayor at one point of Palm Beach Gardens.
A lot of names, yeah.
A lot of Joe Russos out there.
Yeah,
keeping
there
it
is.
Italian.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it
fucking
real.
Fucking Italian.
Forget about it.
Come on.
Yeah, they say that the movie Extraction, they expect it to be streamed by 90 million households within its first 4 weeks of release.
Wow.
They say it'll be the most streamed original movie of all time for Netflix. And so, needless to say, they've already inked Joey Russo, yeah, forget about it. And they're apparently working on Chris Hemsworth right now, but he did on his Instagram say that he would be pretty stoked to jump back into the franchise, I'm sure. And I bet they'll be backing out the money truck. Also recommend Ray Donovan, awesome show, 7 seasons. Yep, I've watched a lot of those. It got there was one season got depressing. I kind of jumped off of it.
Yeah, once it gets depressing.
Yeah, it got depressing, and then my wife was saying the last season was kind of goofy, so I didn't jump back into it. Talking about goofy. This sounds odd. You're talking about Elon Musk earlier and just he's selling houses and all kinds of property and stuff.
He tweeted that he wanted to get rid of all of his like worldly belongings or something. He was like having a fire sale.
Nobody sent you an email about those satellites that went over during the weekend?
No.
It was so visible.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like a fucking UFO war.
Yeah, I think
on.
They went out of Cape Canaveral on Friday, and I did do a Google search on it. Saw it. Yeah, it was
it happened.
He did. Yeah, he's always releasing stuff for that SpaceX.
But
that
I mean,
he has.
If you looked up into the sky, it looked like there was 50.
It's weird how these rockets
into the moon area.
Well, and that's going to be the debunker thing for anybody who's like, "Going, I saw a UFO." Be like, "Going, I mean, we're sending up stuff that looks like that anyway." So.
We're at a point now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, everyone argues reverse engineering.
Mm-hmm. I know they do. What?
Easy for you to say.
I'm having a tough time talking.
You eat them tacos I made you.
No, it's fucking hot in here. Is it? I think the air's broke.
It's not broke. It's literally blowing.
Yeah. Feels good to me. I don't know what's going on there.
You're hot because you just drank 17 shots of warm tequila.
Yeah.
And Mama, I can feel it. Yeah.
Somebody wants to get his fuck on.
He does. Yeah, he does.
No, you better not.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck on.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he does.
I'm just kidding.
You can sext. You can FaceTime.
Yeah, I hear you.
You can do all that.
The sexting,
you can find a glory hole.
Sexting in these days is tricky, man. You never know who's going to fucking put it on Twitter. Oh, yeah, let me put it there. And then all of a sudden it's on Twitter. That's fucking terrible, man.
Yeah. It's changing the game, isn't it? So Elon Musk apparently is in early talks with NASA on a project to shoot the first ever feature film in space.
Wow.
It would be an action adventure film. And he has one actor in mind for who he wants.
He wants Tom Hanks.
Close. Nope.
Tom Cruise. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah.
I can kind of see it, actually.
Tom Cruise apparently is in talks with Elon Musk about shooting the first ever feature film in space.
That would be huge. Everybody would be like, oh my gosh, it's so cool. Everybody except me. I'd be like, ugh.
And it better be good. I think it will be. I do.
I feel like they have enough clout and money to make sure it's good.
The shit that we don't know that we should know about what's going on out in space, it would make you never sleep again, Virginia. That's a fact.
Then why would you want to know that? That'd be terrible.
And don't tell me, because I love sleeping.
Yes. It's a good thing to have.
Let me guess, you know it? Is that why you can't sleep?
I know some rumblings. I do the Weird Whatever podcast. I'm connected.
Uh-huh. And if you like Black Mirror and Twilight Zone, which Jay Bird does, there's a recommendation here from Fuller from the Fort, who suggests, I know Jason, I've been disappointed with, it's called Dust. Is that the name of it? Yeah, it's called Dust is the show. Each episode is so creative as if they could even be made into a movie. They can be 3-minute short films to a 30-minute show. Pretty sure there's over 100 episodes. Binge watch galore. They have a channel on YouTube under Dust where you can find all the episodes. And they have a free app. So there you go. If you want to check it out, Dust is what they recommend on YouTube. I know you like YouTube. So there you go.
I like YouTube. I hate Dust.
Yeah.
I love YouTube.
Well, now you do.
He's at a Chasers. I get it. The tequila dries you out.
Dries you.
You kind of get
out.
Like a fish out of water. Like.
You want to split this with me, Mama?
What? Pass me the bottle.
There you go. Kev, what are you doing today?
I'm getting ready for Wednesday's show.
People always think it's really creepy when I'm always trying to get you to do things. I'm not trying to be creepy. I'm just saying, do you want to make some fucking magic happen?
You'll hear the magic tomorrow morning.
For some stuff for tomorrow's show.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I got 8 bits.
Yeah. Remember the one time Jaber and I thought it'd be a great idea to go hit the bar hard and brainstorm. And the next day we looked at the cocktail napkin and we're like, what?
I
don't know. Smell My Finger was born.
What?
It was. One idea in 20 years.
Yes.
Good numbers.
From drinking. Yep.
It's a doozy.
Yeah, it was.
Do you want another shot, Kevin?
No, I'm good.
We're going to do one.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. I got I just like a little bit of the bit of the booze running through my veins. I feel good. I'm all good.
Just get the stress out of there, right?
Yeah, that's it. Just a little, you know, boom. It's good. I'm perfect.
Well, Denny's is taking us all home.
Yeah.
Denny's, you're the Uber.
The Denny's bus. We need to get him like a Volkswagen van.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Shit. Wouldn't it be great?
And my friend was selling one and it was perfect for him.
How much?
Yeah.
I think it was like 15.
Yeah, a lot of those buses.
It's tricked out.
They're sort of affordable.
It was 15, but it was nice.
I was kind of, when we were looking at buses, remember we were kind of milling through some buses? Do you remember that?
I do.
Okay.
I was looking for you because I was like, you would do really well with a conversion van tricked out on the inside with like wall-to-wall carpeting, ceiling carpeting.
Be fun.
Great little sound system.
It doesn't
have to be a newer model. In fact, like an older model, like an 80s van would fit you so good.
There was some decent ones for like 1500 or 15,000.
And here's the great thing about an 80s van or an 80s car. Your boy Klepto can fix it because it was before they had computerized everything in a car. Like, it was so much easier to fix back then.
Would you take a van if there was a murder in it, but you got it really cheap and it ran unbelievable? Great AC. The CD player was popping.
No.
Nope.
I don't want a murder van.
You got it for a grand.
No.
Okay, I'm so...
Every time I drive it, I would think about the person that died in it, and I would be too wiggy.
I'm so in.
Yeah.
So into it.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be your thing.
Right up the alley.
Yeah.
Your alley is a lot darker and scarier than mine.
It is.
My alley has flowers and rainbows and a babbling brook.
You guys wouldn't sleep if you knew how dark my alley was.
We know.
Yeah.
We know you
a while. Idea.
Got an idea.
Your alley frightens us. I'm way too much of a pussy for your alley.
Good. That frightenness is a good thing.
Frightenness?
No, that's not the right word.
Not a lot of grammar in
that
alley.
That's not a word. Not the right word. That's not a word.
Gosh, you're so fucking evil.
Scary, yes. Grammar, no.
Never said grammar was my thing, baby.
All right, y'all. Well, it's been a fun little Cinco de Mayo. The gringos love it.
Oh,
celebrate
man.
Hard.
It's over?
It's over, baby. Yeah.
23 more mins.
You got tacos to go. I made you two tacos.
Virginia gave me a real restaurant.
To-go box.
Is that Texas Roadhouse?
It is.
Okay.
When they brought us stuff the other day, they brought us a bunch of to-go boxes.
Oh, I know,
boxes.
Yeah.
So now I use those to-go boxes to give Jay Bird food.
I'm tickled pink.
Well, you guys enjoy your Cinco de Mayo. Get some of that tequila. Boy, it was crazy. We weren't the only ones that are imbibing. I saw that tequila sales were pretty much through the roof. So, up 54%. All right, Jay Rudy, enjoy your Mexican. We'll see y'all later. Goodbye.